Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number three. And yeah, it's Gulf of Tonkin sandwich with USS Liberty, it appears. Woohoo, boy, and I've got to listen to this during the next segment. Here's the problem. I got to analyze this before we announce it. It looks like we've got the famous tapes. It looks like it. I had 60 seconds during that last break to listen. And we skip forward to track number four. And whoever did this, I guess, is sandwiching it in. And it is the president. It is the tape. You hear that thump, thump, because it's a round, you know, tape. And the tapes get worn on certain edges as it goes around. And I've listened to many hours of these tapes. And it is the president. It is McNamara. But I mean, I don't even want to go with this till we find out where in Hades it came from. I've got to learn to settle down. I got to go take up boxing or something. I am just in a... See, I've been trying to be calm lately, folks, and I just get mad at a primitive level. I'm so sick of these killers. I'm so sick of their crimes. I'm so sick of all the things they do. Scott in Arizona, you've been holding forever. You are, really are nice to do that. You're on air. Go ahead.
Sorry, man.
I just get madder than you know what sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got a question for you. Have you ever heard of a guy named Ronald Weiland?
No.
Okay, this guy... He's been going around the country. He wrote a book called End Times 2008. He claims to be a prophet
of
the Bible. He claims to be the end time witnesses. You know how that talks about the two witnesses?
Yeah, Elijah and, you know.
Well, he claims to be one of them. And he's saying that in 2008, in April, that we're going to get struck by a nuclear bomb basically in the port cities through not so much the suitcase nuclear bombs, what he's talking about. And it's going to come into one of the port cities, and then after that, a chain of events will occur with more nuclear bombs going off by terrorist attacks in some of the major cities. And he says what's going to happen at that time, our economy is going to start crashing even harder at that point. He talked about the falling dollar already. And then he talked about Europe coming to bail us out. And then the 10 heads of the nations over there with the European Union form more of a Roman-type style government over
there.
Well,
I have no doubt that stuff like that is in the works, and that's what they've even planned. But it isn't prophets just saying it. Get me that Shattered Union clip, John, and amongst the 500 things you're doing, man deserves a medal. I mean, they got video games about this happening. And so, and I'm not attacking this person. I don't know who he is. But if I had a dollar for every self-proclaimed prophet out there claiming Jesus in 88 and Jesus in 98 and Jesus in this date and into the world this and into the world that, it's that attitude that ever keeps us from moving forward and getting our society back and why the Christians stay in their prayer closets and not on the battlefield. I don't know. I mean, are we in a prime position for the globalists to set off nukes, as they've said, quote, will happen, U.S. News and World Report?
Yeah.
I mean, the government's saying it's going to happen, and they're going to take all our freedoms when it happens. Now, will this guy be a prophet if it really happens? I'd say it'd be pretty darn suspicious about who he is if it actually happens on that date. And I don't want to sit here and put out dates and things. I never do that, and then I get accused of it. I said before the election, we're in a prime zone for a terror attack because of all the indicators I saw. The feds were saying that, too. I said, get the word out, and it won't happen, and it didn't happen. But I'm not saying the exact date or that, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'll check into it.
I got one more question for you.
Sure.
The thing I wanted to talk to you about was Glenn Beck. I've been watching, you know, staying up with, you know, with the news and everything, and watching him, and he is saying everything that you talk about on your show, minus the thing that we know that 911 was an inside job, minus that. He's talking about how we're coming into a military state now, wake up America. He's talking about, you know, the North American Union. He has Pat Buchanan on there. He even said at the end of Pat Buchanan's interview, he goes, you know, there's a guy out there that I like a lot of his things that he's saying, but he goes, and then there's a lot that I don't agree with him on. And he says, and that's Ron Paul. So, I mean, I think that, that's wearing down on him. I think he agrees on everything that you agree on other than the fact that...
Let me explain what he's doing when we get back. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It appears that it is the USS Liberty, but I got to be really, really careful about this. I'm trying to check into what the caller said. We're still listening to it. They're in the breaks. It's absolutely torturing me because I want to just go ahead and go listen to this. I tell you what, John, can you play that Ron Paul clip anyways? I need to play that regardless, the one where he's on Wolf Blitzer, and they're asking him about the imaginary North American Union. Okay, play that, and then you can feed me the other one in my ear. Can't do that. Ugh. Oh, man. Well, you just keep listening, okay? You know what? I can call in on a phone line, can I? And I can listen to it that way, right? Go ahead and go to the Ron Paul thing. I'll call the hotline.
For McCain a few years ago. So I would say that since 70% of the American people want out of the war and they're tired of it, Republicans better pick somebody who's opposed to war or have a new foreign policy or they can't win. And I think the whole sentiment is shifting. The people are sick and tired of the war. And we can't even afford it. We can't even fight the war without borrowing the money from the Chinese. So it doesn't add up. It really doesn't matter whether I'm right or wrong. The war is going to end because we're going to have such a political and financial financial havoc here with the devaluation of our dollar because we just can't keep affording. This is usually how empires end, by spending too much money maintaining their empires. We're in 130 countries. We have 700 bases around the world, and it's going to come to an end. I want it to come to an end more gracefully and peacefully, follow the Constitution, and follow more sensible foreign policy.
You made a charge at the debate the other night in which you suggested that, in your words, millions of acres of eminent domain would be used to build a new international highway from Canada through the United States down to Mexico, suggesting that maybe there was a plan to create some sort of North American Union similar to the European Union, which is now being denied, obviously, by a lot of folks in Washington, including a spokesman for the Federal Highway Administration, saying on Thursday, saying there is no such superhighway like the one he's talking about. It doesn't exist in plans or anywhere else. On the basis of what are you making that suggestion that there's plans underway someplace to build this kind of super international highway?
Well, look up the website Security for Prosperity and Peace, which is a government project, and they talk about the highway. Texas passed unanimously in both House and Senate a resolution to put it on hold. We have a bill in the Congress to stop all the funding for this particular highway, and I think we have over 50 co-sponsors of it, to be in denial of this, that this is not planned. They're not going to admit it. It's subtle. They say we're just proving highways, but how come they had a meeting in April of 2005 with the President of Mexico, United States, and Canada, and they talk about these things. So to be in denial is one thing. I mean, they do believe in globalism much more so than most Americans. So I don't think there's any doubt about the plans. It's not going to happen tomorrow or the next day. But in time, this is likely to happen unless we have a shift in foreign policy.
I want to talk a little bit of politics in the brief time that we have left. The latest Register poll in Iowa that's just out today, Congressman, has you at 7%, the same number as John McCain. Huckabee's at 29, ahead of Romney 24, Giuliani 13. As far as fundraising is concerned, though, and this is significant, in the last quarter that ended, you had raised $5 million, but there's some suggestion in this final quarter of 2007, you could raise more money than any of the other Republican presidential candidates, given the enormous amount you've raised online. Is that your assessment right now? Because there's some suggestion you've already raised in this quarter, what, $8, $9 million?
Now, that's not exactly right, because yesterday it went over 10.5 or 10.4 million. Our goal was to raise 12 by the end of the quarter, and there's going to be another super day sponsored by our supporters spontaneously, like they did on 11/5 when they raised 4.3, and they say this one's going to be bigger, and that's December 16th. So something big is going on. The people are really annoyed with conventional politics, and we're spending this money. We're spending it in Iowa. So I think those polls are going to continue to shift. Our numbers are going up, and people are just starting to think about how they're going to vote in these primaries. So who knows exactly what will happen, but we're pretty optimistic about the position we hold when we're going to be financed for February 5th as well.
Well, a quick point on that. So just to be precise, as of now, how much have you raised in this fourth and final quarter of 2007, and how much do you expect to raise by the time the quarter at the end of this year is already done with?
Well, I think it's 10.4. It's very close to that. I know it's over 10. Our goal was 12, and we have almost a month left, and we have a big day set. So we're going to be way over our goal of 12 million. And they can watch our website, and we run the tab minute by minute. Everybody knows exactly what we're doing. And, I mean, at this rate, it could be, you know, maybe 14 or 15 million dollars. It just is astounding. It astounds us, but it really tells me that although I had a great deal of concerns about the country, the American people were equally concerned, and they're willing to put their money with a candidate who's willing to state these positions, all these concerns, whether it's the foreign policy and coming home or the irresponsible spending here, the terrible policy we have with monetary policy, the protection of our dollar, and the income tax system that is so...
All right, so that's part of the clip. It goes on even before that. You can watch both clips. up on PrisonPlanet.com. They're in the article at the top. Paul, Republicans face certain defeat with pro-war candidate. Congressman says base must change views on Iraq or forget about the White House in 08. Well, the base is just there to be led around by the nose, as the congressman knows. The Republicans know it's a losing. I mean, on every issue, they're going with what's unpopular, but they have to for their financiers. They have to for the big central banks and others that finance everything they do. But this isn't just some campaign statement. We better get this message out to people. If they do not run an anti-war candidate, as a Republican, the Democrats will win, which is what the Bushes do anyways. They just pass the baton back and forth amongst themselves with the Clintons. This is really elementary political savvy, but again, you have a public that is just like children. They're like five-year-olds. It's like trying to talk to five-year-olds, and the establishment knows that. There's a huge segment of society that's dumber than dirt, and there's those of us waking up to the horror of what we really face as a society. Republicans face certain defeat without an anti-war candidate. Headline on PrisonPlanet.com, Paul, Republicans face certain defeat with pro-war candidate. And the story continues on from there. Ron Paul has a message for Republicans who continue to offer support for the endless occupation of Iraq. Pick a candidate who has vowed to bring the troops home immediately or surrender the White House in 08. Well, a lot of these neocon followers, they don't care if it's Hillary. They'll actually love to freak out and scream about it, and they'll make a bunch of money writing books about her corruption, but nothing will ever be done about it. Since 70% of the American people want out of the war and they've tired of it, the Republicans better pick somebody who is opposed to the war or have a new foreign policy, or they can't win, the congressman told CNN's Wolf Blitzer. And you just heard that. We better get this message out to everybody. By the way, we were having some kind of server trouble the last 2 hours. The servers were working fine. We just couldn't upload to them. Paul couldn't. That's why he was unable to put the article up. He'd been trying for hours. Huge Mexican flag hung over U.S. flag. Perpetrators scale huge radio tower. They broke in to the security fence and did it to our affiliate, KGEZ, up in Kalispell, Montana. It goes into several states, and you can go to the site, and you can see the Mexican flag hanging from it. I think I'm going to get Paul to make that where you can click on it and enlarges it, because it is taking up a 400-foot tower of it up there flapping around halfway up. But you can make out that it's a big Mexican flag. You can see the red, white, and green, but I guess the station doesn't have a really good zoom camera. Even with a zoom, it's hard to zoom in way up a tower. But now they've got to have somebody hired to go climb up the tower to have that removed by the Reconquistas. They have had an American flag stolen from the front of the station. I also noticed that that station photo, the front of the station, is not posted. So we'll get that posted on there as well. The station has an American flag painted on it. They had an American flag on a flagpole that was taken. And I'm trying to narrow this down. I do not think this is USS Liberty audio. The listener listened to it. It's not, you know, I knew I'd heard a lot of this before, and it's Gulf of Tonkin, where they're talking about launching aircraft. Now, he says there's audio in there. He's saying, I want that GD ship to the bottom. And if that's the case, I just can't listen to 20-plus minutes of this during three-minute breaks. So it's really something to deal with, let me tell you. I'm going to try again during this break to listen and find out. In fact, call that fella. Call Chris in Boston back up and say, Chris, you said he's in there talking about he doesn't care if a GD ship goes to the bottom. Recall the wing. We already have the witnesses and the transcripts. It's declassified. It's now admitted. But that's not up for debate. It's hearing the audio. But I guess We got the vice president on video saying he was secretly a member of the CFR, which he was never secretly. He was just on their, he was the director. It's on their website, and people still deny that video is real. So, or they deny that TxDOT's own website saying Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA highway system, NAFTA superhighway grid, you know, they deny it when it's on the government's own website. So, you know, at a certain point, why do we even try to prove this to people? They'll probably say there's no Mexican flag flying above that radio station right now. They didn't break in, even though there's a police report and it's in the newspaper. We'll be right back.
Ted Anders for Midas, December 3rd, 2007. Gold, 783.50 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 807.33, 397.95 for half, 198.98 for quarter. That's 807.33, 397.95, and 198.98. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, the North American Union isn't going away. Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same new world order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
I apologize. apologize to the listeners earlier if I sounded really grumpy and unhappy. Sometimes I just, that happens very often, every few months when I'm on air, I just suddenly feel completely nasty and angry. And by nasty, like nasty weather, all dreary and foggy, and I don't even call it depressed. It's more just disgusted. I mean, to watch the news, it's always a chain of things that makes me go off. It's always a chain of events. Running around saying there's no NAU or no Trans-Texas Corridor and Ron Paul's crazy and illegal aliens pulling down an American flag in front of the station, kicking down the fence, climbing up the huge tower and putting up a Mexican flag. You know, I'm just sick of it. And I'm sick of the average Americans not getting more angry or listening to these lying crooks in government telling them all this stuff isn't happening. By the way, it is updated with photos, and Paul's going to put even more of the photos. I don't know why he didn't post all of them. He's just a busy bee over there. But you can look at the Mexican flag flying on the tower. You can look at how huge the tower is. And he's updating them with the fact that they smashed down the security fence, broke it down, big old barbed wire, you know, Constantino wire fence around it, knocked that down to get into the tower. Have you ever seen the stuff around towers? They got security fences around it. And took the American flag down out of the front. And then we're not supposed to talk about it and say we don't like it. We're supposed to just roll over while all this happens. And speaking of the USS Liberty, it looks like this is Gulf of Tonkin. But there's so much of it I can't listen to, and it's all mixed together. We're going to find out. You'll find out. 90% of the time, 95% of the time, the callers are accurate when they call in. And I think Chris meant well. His buddy called him and said, this is USS Liberty, listen to it. And then he called in with it right as he heard it. And, you know, this is classic. But but we did say from the start we weren't sure. So, but what we do know is it's been declassified, Israel's own documents, and the NSA has released the fact that they have the radio wires of the plane saying it's a U.S. ship, we don't want to attack it, and they were ordered to. And we've interviewed the admirals and people that got the call from LBJ saying that ship goes to the bottom. And that's even on the Wikipedia entry, which is a big whitewash. Look, I know we got a lot of callers now, and I know I didn't go to some of those earlier callers. I apologize. It's just, this is real radio. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This isn't like, somebody was asking me last segment, two segments ago, about Glenn Beck. He'll get up there and say the New World Order's taken over, the treaty, you know, the treaties are doing it, Law of the Sea Treaty, New World Order's taken over. Well, so will Michael Wiener Savage. I've heard him say on air, Bush is fighting the New World Order. The New World Order is the Arabs, and we've got to fight them. They will say control our borders. They will say no New World Order. But then they'll slip in, by the way, let's use the military and the American people. And Ron Paul supporters are a domestic threat. And then, yes, he'll then do another show, let's see the YouTube clips, where he goes, we need to watch out. They want to use the military on us. So, see, he puts out rhetoric. They have to do this now or he won't get ratings. The majority of Americans are awake, at least to some extent now. So, see, he puts that out, and then he comes back with, but let's arrest the Ron Paul supporters. And he has a guest on saying we're in bed with Islamo-fascist, and we're the domestic enemy. Well, Savage does the same thing. I mean, I agree with about 95% of what Savage says. I agree with about 80% of what Sean Hannity says. It's the same thing with Hillary Clinton. I agree with some things she says. Doesn't mean, though, she's evil at the end of the day. She's pushing an agenda. She's saying one thing, and then she's doing another. Just like George Bush and his daddy. Now, I try to explain this sometimes, and I got a bunch of other audio clips, but I promise when we get back, I'll at least get to one bank of calls, Jack and Todd and Chris and a few others that are patiently holding. And then I, last night I spent about 3 minutes on the real banking system. This is a very complex subject, but really a lot of things have been coming home to me lately, psychologically, intellectually, just realizing what we're up against and just how big this really is. And I know I've made these points before, but I really want to try to succinctly. You know, the overarching theme of this show is I'm frustrated because there's so much knowledge, so much info, so many facts, so many. I mean, it's insulting to me to have the state of Quebec event at their legislature, and they go, oh, yes, we're merging with the SPP and the U.S., and it's all happening in trade corridors and Napa superhighways. And the Mexican president admits it. And then our Republican and Democrats get up and laugh at us on CNN and go, that crazy Ron Paul, he's just crazy. I mean, you should be insulted by that lying. Ugh.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen, back live. All right, let's ram through your calls. Then I'm going to get into some other key news. One of the things that enraged me this morning, it didn't even enrage me, it made me sick, was watching a bunch of new taser videos, and one of them is in a police department here in the U.S., and this scared woman is sitting there, and they're searching her, and this man's grabbing on her, and the cops are around her and menacing her, and she's not even doing anything, and then they just... The male officer starts grabbing on her, and she says, "Hey, you're a male officer. You're not supposed to be touching me. Stop it." And he goes, and the guy's behind her, he goes, "Tased," and he hits her and tases her, and she just flies back, folks. Flies back, hitting her head on the foot of a big chair. You can tell she's knocked out. And they come over and go, "Oh, there's nothing wrong with you. Hey, get up, get up. Get up," kind of like that guy they killed. "Well, get up. Quit acting like you're hurt. Get up. Four of us are going to jump on your head. This is all pain compliance. It's all just torture right out in the open." And I got news for you, police. They're going to suck your bank accounts dry, too, the new world order. They're going to fry everything you got. They shoot your kids up full of mercury. I heard Dr. Dina Dell this weekend, national host, saying there's no mercury in the vaccines. I never listen to the show, but like once a week when I'm driving into the Sunday show, he's on before me. Every time I tune in, he says there's no mercury in the vaccines. That's an absolute lie. Bush just signed an executive order blocking them trying to take it out. I'm just sick of all the lies. Jack and KC, you're on the air.
Are you looking for the Gulf of Tonkin incident, or are you looking for the Liberty?
No. We were thinking, when I first heard it, I said, "That sounds like Tonkin." The guy's like, no, it's USS Liberty. And then we listened to it, and it doesn't. It's definitely Tonkin mixed in with it, and so I think the caller was wrong.
Well, I found Gulf of Tonkin on National Archives with seven clips.
Yes, we've got it.
You've got that already. Okay, that's all I had.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, the caller was wrong, and that sent us on a wild goose chase. But that's okay. Usually 90-plus percent of the time, callers are accurate. He was wrong. It's okay. Todd in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Let me first mention that I really appreciate your show, and unfortunately, we don't have any stations here in our area that carry you, so I have to listen to you over the Internet. So thank goodness for cable modems. I want to mention, I listen to, I consider myself an evangelical Christian, and I listen to your show as well as a lot of other Christian talk shows. And one show I was listening to in particular this Saturday is by a fellow by the name of Richard Land. Are you familiar with him?
Rings a bell.
Okay, Richard Land, he was the head of ethics and policies for the Southern Baptist Convention, and he was on his show this week quoting a Zogby poll, basically saying that all the other Republican candidates, he said the top five candidates, would beat Hillary in the general election. And so he started naming off the top five candidates, and I kept waiting to hear Ron Paul's name mentioned. And,
well, I've seen all the major polls, and that's not true. They're all going to lose hands down.
Well, anyhow,
other than Ron Paul.
Right, right. I go on listening for him to ever mention Ron Paul on the show, because I know that you did the independent blind bio Zogby poll, and I was wondering if this was the same poll that he was kind of misconstruing. And he never mentioned it. Then he mentioned that he was invited to the CFR to talk with them about end time scenarios, that they had actually invited him. I thought, well, that's kind of strange. I mean, these guys, as shady as
they
are.
But I thought the CFR doesn't exist. They keep bringing that up to Ron Paul.
Well, see, that's what's so interesting to me. I have a lot of, you know, Southern Baptist friends who deny all this stuff, and you know, they're just totally clueless about what's going on. And here, one of the high-ups of the Southern Baptist Convention, Richard Land, his website is richardlandlive.com. And he actually has a statement on the homepage that says, why CFR? And then I go on and I called into a show. And I wanted to mention Ron Paul and Ron Paul's statements about the CFR. And when I called in, they got me in on the last 10 seconds of the show. And I told the guy, the screener, that I was going to talk about, you know, the CFR. Well, I open up my statement with saying, well, first let me mention I'm an evangelical who supports Ron Paul. And he immediately hangs up on me. And, you know, he said his call screener didn't do a good enough job. And to me...
they're all censors. It's the whole... Look, they have... It's just a joke.
It was a joke. It was proof in the pudding right there that they are totally trying to screen out any mention of Ron Paul, because as soon as people hear his name and, you know, they have an opportunity to do some research on him, they agree with him. And just to tell you that the message is spreading here in North Carolina... where I don't think your show is broadcast on many stations, if any stations at all. You go down I-40 through Research Triangle Park, and there's a big sign on I-40 that says Google Ron Paul. So
good job. I got to jump. Thank you. John in Michigan, last caller we have time for. Go ahead, John. Okay, let him go. No more calls. Very good point, sir. Just a little side issue here. Saudi Arabia, Yemen to build border fence. Saudi Arabia is to build a complete high-tech security fence. You want to read all the stuff. Infrared sensors, double barbed wire fence, berms, helicopter pads. What does it say? 200-plus border control centers, offices, with their entire border with Iraq, their entire border with Yemen, their entire border with Jordan, and they say they're going to do it with extra oil sale money, predominantly from the U.S. and Europe. So, Europe and the U.S. can't have fences, but Saudi Arabia, they can have the fences. Let me get into, now, briefly, this tasering. I'm not against cops. I want you to have happy, safe lives. But I'm threatened by how you've been brainwashed, how you've been slowly turned to the dark side, how you've been given tasers, how if somebody doesn't produce or sign a ticket, the Highway Patrol is now saying up in, I've got the text of their press conference this weekend, up in Utah that they were allowed to taser that guy because he refused to sign a ticket to make you comply now. Or if you won't give a urine sample strapped down to a hospital bed, they can taser you. That's torture! And then I see videos like this poor woman, and she's doing nothing. She's sitting there, and they start grabbing on her, and she says, "Don't play the audio of the woman getting tasered." It's just horrible. It's the power trip of the video.
Yeah, thank God. We're in campus training. Don't get your hands off me. You are dead. Get your hands off me.
Now, are you going to cooperate, Christine? Are you going to cooperate? Christine.
Now, the woman is sitting there, and the police are all stalking around her, and he's grabbing on her legs and grabbing on her chest, and she starts going, "No, I'm not doing anything, I'm not moving." They say, "Don't move," and then they just taser her. You can go watch the video. And listen, I don't want to hear it. I've had friends tortured in the Austin jail, And then my friend sued and even got the video. And right when they start the torture, the video cuts out. They said malfunction. And the one time I was in the Austin jail, little red-haired, short, it was on the 7th Street, went by 35, little red-haired, short guy. And I'm not that tall. I'm like 5'10". He's probably about 5'4". He tells me, turn around. And he's going through my pockets and everything before they fingerprint me. And all of a sudden, my face gets slammed into the wall. And he just started laughing. He goes, you going to do something? You going to do something? You going to do something? And I just was like, man, this country's gone. And that was in 1997. And when I was in New York, they took me behind the closed doors. And he said, what you in here for? After I'd been brought to the front booking and was being brought into by the jail cell in that little room beside it. And the officer goes, oh, he punched a cop. And they, you punched a cop. Big man, huh? We take these cuffs off, you're going to punch us? And I said, I didn't punch anybody. That's a lie. And I said, you know there were video cameras out there. Don't try it. And I just said, I don't want to have to sue you. Believe me, I don't want to waste the money. I just said, just leave me alone. And they laughed at me and brought me to a cell. They had a bunch of empty cells. They brought me to a cell that had feces all over the floor everywhere, and they laughed when they did it. It's just gang members, folks. It's just gang members that get badges and guns. And I'm not saying all of them, but I'm a human being. I am a human being. And I didn't do anything. And that little runt cop with a Napoleon complex shoved my face into the wall hard. Crunched my nose into it. Bam, just slammed my head in the wall. And those New York cops were actually later discussing in front of me what they were going to charge me with. And started talking about, yeah, he punched the cops. Even after that, it's not funny. I'm a human being. I don't deserve to be framed. I don't deserve to be falsely imprisoned. And let me just tell you something, cops. Let me just tell all of you that serve the system and all the yuppies and all the people that think, you know, that we're kooks, you don't know what we're talking about. I want you to write a few numbers down. Just the top 20 banks. And I did the numbers this week. And their subsidiaries. There's a reason they do that, because before 93, they could keep doing the fractional reserve banking and loan for every dollar, $10 out, for every thousand, 10,000, for every million, 10 million, for every billion, 10 billion. But that's in their own bank. Then they set up a subsidiary with a 10%, then it can keep doing the scam. There is 1,500 trillion. Now, I know last year we were saying 700 and something trillion, but see, it grows exponentially now. Globally, just in derivatives. If you don't know what those are, just Google the name, go to the dictionary. But that's where they just keep selling different corporate securities and leveraging those out and selling others. And it's a whole class of things. But go look up. This is only one area of banking and investment. 1,500 plus trillion. 1,500 plus trillion. Now, the entire federal budget every year is $1.8 trillion. The United States uses 47% of global resources. So the country that's using close to half the world's resources with 4.5% of the world's population has about a third of the world's wealth, reportedly. I went and looked these numbers up, and they all vary, but they're basically the same. And we, as not corporate, profits of corporate investments are offshore, but U.S. shareholders and wealth is at around $4 trillion. Now, what is $4 trillion? Depending on how you look at it, it could be as high as $10 trillion. But your stocks, your bonds, your investments are in the trillions. The budget's $1.8 trillion. The wars cost $2.4 trillion. You think of these as big numbers. The big central banks that created money out of thin air globally have 1,500 trillion. 1,500 trillion versus our entire federal budget of 1.8 trillion. And I'm going to try to take the time out and have some economists on to discuss this, but I have to go look at all the other major industrial countries and find out what their investments are versus their government budgets and the rest of it. But bottom line, 1,500 trillion, basically, to boil it down, you've got a football field and 1,500 $500 trillion is the derivatives, and the United States and its wealth is like a postage stamp. Now, that's a crude simplification, but that's just a basic way to boil it down, to image it in your mind. Do you think they care about the postage stamp anymore? Do you think they created out of nothing all of this wealth? They take your debts and put them in the bank and claim that it's money and then loan out nine times that. But in the early 90s, they got rid of that, and the banks just started loaning out whatever they wanted to and self-certifying debt. They capitalize debts, and then they just keep leveraging it out. And by the time you get to the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh power, and in some cases they're to the 100th power, where they just keep leveraging it 9, 10, now they in the early 90s they quit that, just doing whatever they want. That's why they send you 10 credit cards in the mail every month when you're poor, because they want to get you in debt for debt that came out of nothing. So it gets you in debt, it bankrupts economies, it destroys currencies, but the globalists had to do it. They couldn't not do it because they have the power to create a tsunami of money that's thousands of times what even governments have, where they can just come in with walls of liquid cash. It is fiat, but militaries back it up, police back it up, compartmentalized, and they can just buy the whole world up. And now they're openly saying they want to just go ahead and blow out what's left of the original economy, that postage stamp on a football field. They own the football field. All that's left is the postage stamp. And they just want to come in with a world government police state and just take the postage stamp away. All the wealth, all the mansions, all of it is a postage stamp compared to these people. All the real wealth is to their fiat creation. It's insane.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragonskin body armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragonskin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why then have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refuse to adopt Dragonskin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragonskin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the Dragonskin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes.
Look, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I got into Ron Paul and the North American Union hoax in the first hour. If you missed it on the AM or FM station out there, we're very thankful for it. You can just tune in at Infowars.com or TruthNews.us when this radio show ends in about 5 minutes, and you can hear the first hour. Very important info. Also, the photos of the Mexican flag. They broke into the radio station we're on out in Montana. Broke in, knocked down the fence, climbed up the tower, flew a Mexican flag, and it hadn't gotten the news attention it needs. The photos are out there right now just to show you how serious this whole Reconquista is. But getting back to the economy, and I'm going to break all this down with the actual numbers and do a show this week. I also want to do another one on frequency pollution and the cell towers and the rest of it. That's another important story. I haven't gotten to it. I've been wanting to warn people. So all I want to do is warn people. I have a passionate, instinctive drive and desire, really a spiritual desire to warn people and to defend people and to stand up to bullies, and I just get frothing angry over it all. Because in the end equation, if I don't want to protect others, I don't want to protect myself. And that's what it is. It's a community thing. The globalists have built this giant derivatives, 1,500 trillion. There are at least 10 other major forms of debt and balloons they've created. The big banks started bad-mouthing the real estate bubble to get things to start unraveling so they can consolidate. And they want a police state to be able to protect themselves while they carry this out, as I've been telling you for years. But now the level of it's gotten so big, the fiat system they've created is bigger than all the oil, all the diamonds, all the gold, all the mansions, all the clothing lines, all the farm property, all the governments, all the government debts. It's all a complete joke. These central banks deregulated everything by design for their select banks and then smaller banks that go out and just act as brokers for them to set up a system where they could literally buy up the entire world, and now they're doing it. It's a military financial weapon bomb that they have turned loose, and it could plunge, it could pop of its own accord. They're trying to have a controlled popping of some of the sectors. I know we talk about this a lot, but I mean, it's just so unbelievable. Our whole budget's $1.8 trillion a year, a whole country's budget. And then you've got the globalists coming in, trying to set up a world government, and they've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of trillions of fiat they just created. We're talking about quadrillions here when you add it all together. And it's all fiat. None of it's real, but it's all backed up by men in black masks who don't know how to balance their own checkbooks, who don't understand how they're being used, how they're being destroyed. So, of course, they lie to us about the NAU. Of course, they lie to us about Amnesty. Of course, they lie to us about Mercury. I'm out of time. I want to thank everybody out there. Christmas is coming. Christmas is here. Why fight the crowds and burn the gas and get further in debt? Give the gift of truth and information. Give them Loose Change Final Cut, available at Infowars.com. Or Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It needs to be seen. When you get Endgame, make copies of it, please. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number. Or Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or see it in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your monthly membership. Get a yearly membership. And get a few months off free. PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. Go there and get a membership. And as I said, if you missed any of the first hour on all the new North American Union analysis, it's coming up right now. So we'll be right back at Infowars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you.
Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Network, home to heart.